With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, today is a great day. Why is it great? It's great because we live in this beautiful, amazing country, and I had an incredible weekend in Florida, the free state of Florida at CPAC. It was just amazing to meet all of you out there who wanted to go to Florida, who some of you who traveled from the Midwest, to come to Florida from Texas. I met folks from California. Yes, the left coast. We have a lot of conservatives on the left coast. That's why they want to recall Gavin Newsom, and they should. And even Democrats should recall Gavin Newsom. He's just a horrible governor, right? Let's get that man out of there and let's put someone in like Rick Grenell. He was there, Ambassador Rick Grenell, although he's not talking about it publicly, right? He's keeping it. Well, he's hinting at it. He's not saying he's going to do it, but there's a lot of hint going on around there. And he was also up at CPAC. I'm going to be talking about that on the show. I'm also going to be talking about why this nation is so worth it and why we can't give up. I know a lot of us felt, and especially after the election, felt, you know, down and out, and what can we do and how can we make a difference? I'm going to tell you that everything happens for a reason, right? We know that. There are things in life we just can't explain, but we find a way to fight through it, pull ourselves back up, and get back into the game. And things are always better later, right? Not always. I mean, look, I know there are things out there that happen that are tough and hard, and maybe we think we're never going to get through it, but we do. We find a way to get through it. And many times, most times, and I have great faith in God and in a lot of, and in mankind in general and what we do on our planet, I have a great faith that we can make something out of this, something better than has ever existed before. Because at least right now, we know what the problems are. At least right now, they are exposed. And that's what we're going to be talking about on the podcast today. Also, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the trip I'm planning to the border. It's important. I'm going to be going this week. I'm not going to be telling you exactly where I'm at until I get there. I want to, you know, make sure everybody's safe and secure because there's a lot of issues at the border. We're going to be talking about that on the show and how Alejandro Mayorkas, who, by the way, sounds just like Chuck Schumer. He's this new appointee who is a big open borders advocate. We're going to be talking about him and the mess that he and President Biden and Kamala Harris and everybody else in the administration, including the shadow government, China and Susan Rice, all of the problems that they are making for our country with this crazy open borders policies that are happening down there. But first, I want to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. I don't care if it's on Spotify or Apple or Spreaker or whatever. Anywhere you can find this podcast, you subscribe to it because that's what keeps us going, right? We keep going and growing and growing. And that's so important because I want this message to reach all of you. I want this to be your podcast. I hope one day we can do this where you can call in and we can get you on the show and just have regular folks, which are so amazing because you don't even realize that your lives are so spectacular, right? And I think like as a journalist, that's what I've discovered is how spectacular every life is. And you can't even imagine how much we can learn from one another. Also, make sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Rumble, and Parler. Okay. Even YouTube, even though they've like demonetized me. No, just kidding. I really could care less because YouTube demonetized me over China. So I think that there's something going on with YouTube and the Chinese. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to make accusations. Just saying there is something weird going on with YouTube and China. Let's look into it and investigate it. Plus, you can get all the links at sarahcarter.com. And while you are there, please sign up for our email list. You guys have to sign up for the email list because that is the only way, if we get censored, that we're going to be able to get messages out to you and get you to where you need to be to listen to this phenomenal podcast and also read all of the greatest, latest breaking stories at sarahcarter.com. You won't be able to do it anywhere else. So if we're censored, we're censored. The only way that email will not work is if North Korea blows up some kind of EMP weapon over the planet and we're all done. Then we're not going to have internet anywhere. Just kidding. We hope that doesn't happen. So remember that. Go to sarahcarter.com and go to our email sign-up. Sign up there. And I promise you, you will not be bombarded, but you will definitely get updates at least once or twice a week on everything that is happening here on our show and our vast network, our small little business of amazing people who work at sarahcarter.com, the podcast with Radio America. Radio America is amazing and has done so much and has been incredible for me. I don't say it enough. And you will get everything you need right there. So today's podcast is sponsored by AMAC. AMAC, I was at CPAC and there was Rebecca with AMAC. I went and I did an interview with them. I was on their podcast. AMAC is just so amazing. It's an organization that I absolutely believe in because it supports freedom. It's an organization that supports fighting for what you believe in. Don't give your money to the liberal AARP. Remember, go to amac.us/Carter, amac.us/Carter. That's where you're going to get all the help you need from people who believe in what you believe. Great conservative values.
Country roads, take me home.
This is so great. Now, the reason I had Greg play this song and Rich is because I got this from a friend of mine today who's in Texas. And I'm going to give a shout out to Tommy. And my husband and I were listening to it on our way to take our daughter to school. And we were playing the song and I was remembering like when Marty and I, you know, before we got married and even after we got married, it was before he was blinded, we would take our truck up to Tennessee. We actually had a cabin out there for a little while and we would just drive through these beautiful mountains and we would play this song. And, you know, there's just such a feeling. Plus I love John Denver, God rest his soul. That song is great. It's just a great American song, but it makes you remember like what we're all in it for, right? Why we're fighting the fight, so to speak. Nothing in this world is free, right? But when you believe in something enough that you're willing to fight for it, that means you're willing to protect it. You know, our nation is like, you got to think about it. It's like our child, right? We don't want anything to happen to our children, to our family. This is our family. We are one family. I don't want to hear this rhetoric anymore from the left. I'm tired of the left calling Americans domestic terrorists 24/7, especially when they're not, especially when they're just using and politicizing this. They're trying to make us out to be something we are not. We are a melting pot. We are a family. And together, we need to fight to protect the basic principles this nation is founded on. Those are those principles that are embedded in our Constitution, right? Those principles. It's very simple. As long as we protect those, everything else will fall into place. As long as we protect those. You know, when I was at CPAC, one of the things that I realized being there is people were coming up to me and saying, Sarah, don't forget, the Midwest is with you. The Midwest is fighting the fight. We're there. People from, you know, California, people from Georgia that I met, people from Texas that I met. They really, really believed and in this country. And I don't want you to believe the kind of junk you were hearing from these like untruthful media organizations that were trying to say things like, you know, I hate even saying it here because it's so wrong and it's such a lie, but I'm going to say it. They were calling them Nazis. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later in the show. They were saying things like, you know, CPAC is full of white supremacists. No, that is not true. That is not true. I actually spoke at the Shabbat dinner And we had this beautiful Friday night Shabbat dinner. The rabbi had asked me to speak. I went up and I spoke to everyone. There is a lot of young Jewish conservatives that were there. A young Jewish student led the prayer at CPAC. It was just amazing and beautiful. There were people from every part of the country and of every color and of every tone and of every nationality. There were people there from CPAC Korea. Yeah, CPAC Korea. K-PAC. I love them. I love them. Love CPAC Korea, CPAC Australia, CPAC Japan. There are conservatives all over the world that believe in fundamental values. Those fundamental values are the values that you should be proud of saying. When we fly the American flag in front of our house, it shouldn't be like an exhaustive thing like, oh, those patriots, right? With their flag flying out, those nationalists. No, that flag stands for something. It is a beacon of light. It is a hope. It is a hope. You might get tired of it. We sometimes forget. And that's why I played the song, right? Country Roads. Because we forget how absolutely beautiful and extraordinary this nation is. It gives me goosebumps to think about it. To see kids playing in the front yard, you know, in the sprinklers in the summertime, and, you know, to see the artists painting on the side of the streets in LA, you know, and the great artwork that they do. I mean, street graffiti in LA is beautiful, actually. And I'm not making fun or anything. I'm not saying, like, you know, the crazy graffiti we see late at night, but I'm talking about the approved street paintings that young people do. And think about all the beautiful pictures, people drinking lemonade on their front porch or having like a barbecue by the lake, or, you know, on the 4th of July, going out to the park with your family or camping out and just being free, being able to wear a bikini when you're a woman, right? And go out to the beach and have some fun. Doesn't matter what you look like, you can wear a bikini. This is America. Right? In some countries in the world, you can't even do that. Can't even show your ankles. You can't even show your legs. You can't write. You can't read. Think about our schools and how beautiful that is. I want us to think about the beautiful things, because I think sometimes all we do is focus on the negative, focusing on the bad. And when you focus on the bad, you're never going to resolve a problem. You are never going to resolve anything. You have to think of the good things. The good things keep you in the game, right? Like, it's like if you're married to someone and all you think about is all the bad things. My husband always says that. Like, if you only think about like all the bad things that person does, then you're going to just resent them. You're not going to like them. But if you think about all the reasons why you got together with them and all the amazing things that they do and all those special things, even when they get on your nerves, you can put up with them. Just a little lesson in life, right? Our country is like that right now. We have to remember what it is we're fighting for. I want to play this clip. This is from CPAC. This is former President Donald Trump talking about a possible run in 2024. This is really interesting. He hinted at it quite a bit.
Who knows? Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time. Okay.
I love that. I may even decide to beat them for a third time. I mean, people were just going crazy. People wanted to hear that. Look, even if he doesn't run in 2024, he's not out of the game. Here is a man who said, you know what? And we all know he likes to win. He wants to win, right? He is always talking about being a winner, winning, winning, winning. Well, winning is standing up after defeat and saying, you know what? That was just one part of something, right? The message that Donald Trump has, the America First movement, the MAGA movement, all of those ideals, those fundamental ideals that make our nation so great, exists, and it exists in full force right now. It exists, and it's right there. And all we have to do is ride that wave and stay together. Our founding fathers created a nation that allows us to do that. Those fundamental principles cannot be stolen by anyone as long as we don't let that happen. That means we've got to rattle cages. And I'm talking about just contacting your lawmakers, right? Call your lawmakers. Let them know you're not going to put up with an open border situation. Let them know that you're not, if you're a small business, tell them, I can't afford $15 minimum wage. This is insanity. Tell them this has to be about my business. I want to hire more people. I don't want to lay people off. Tell them, you know what? I want to help make a difference. I want to make a change. Go to your school board. Find out what they are teaching your children. Find out. Go there and say, you know what? No, unacceptable. You cannot teach my children these lies. And stand up for yourself. This is America. This is what makes us great. And that was what was so great about President Trump's speech, because he laid it out on the line, just saying straight up, look, I know we're all sad. I know it was tough at first. I am not going to divide the GOP. And I agree with him on this. You know, I had to think about it for a while, right? Because we've got rhinos in the GOP. We've got a lot of craziness. We got to split up in the GOP. But he knows that if the GOP is split, that if another party comes and rises to power at this point in time, that we'll never win. We won't win separated. We win united, right? We win united. What we need to do is tell those people in the GOP, get out. Get out, Mitt Romney. Sorry, Liz Cheney, you're done. Vote them out. Vote them out of office, and then we can move forward. Because we're in charge, right? The machine can do whatever it wants, but we are part of that machine. Don't forget that. We are part of the spokes of that machine. We just have to do our part. We can't think any less of ourselves, right? We can't think like, oh, well, my vote doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to go out there and vote. No, you got to get out there. You got to do your part. Not only do you got to vote, you got to get out there and get your neighbors together and start doing stuff with them. Look, I know we're busy. I know we have these crazy busy lives. I know that we feel like, oh my gosh, we can't fit in one more thing. We can fit in one more thing. We can. We really can. Even if it's a small thing, if everybody did just a small little thing to make this movement go forward, we can make a difference. And I'm talking about outreach to the Hispanic community as well, outreach to the Black communities as well, outreach to the Cambodian communities. I don't care. Let's do it. Let's reach out and spread the good news that freedom is cool, right? Freedom is awesome. Freedom is a human right. Let's not forget that. Freedom means we have a lot more responsibility on the individual. And that's okay. I would rather be free and be poor on the streets than have a little bit of food in my mouth and have a government all over the top of me without letting me move, without letting me talk, listening to my phone calls, watching where I walk. I want to have the choice to make something out of my life. And I know you do too. I know you do. I want to play. I was at CPAC. I had an amazing time. I was on this incredible panel, and it was with Congressman Mark Green out of Tennessee, and then Congressman Jody Heiss. And it was all about, believe me, who is running the Biden administration and how the mainstream media is really failing the American public. This is a little bit what I said at CPAC.
What we've seen is a change that is so shocking to the American system. It's so un-American. Look, everybody is going to have their own perceptions. You never go into a story without having, nobody can say they're completely objective. They're lying to you. But the thing that you have is checks and balances. If you're at the New York Times, you should have editors that are conservative, more leaning, editors that maybe lean a little bit more to the left, editors that are more civil libertarians, and they can look at your story and say, you know what? There's just not enough voice of the conservative in this story.
It is never going to happen.
Yeah, why don't you give Congressman Jody Heiss a call? Why don't you give Congressman Green a call? But they don't have that anymore. Now the media literally, and I can tell you this, believes and feels, a lot of these journalists, that they need to take care of you, that they need to protect you from ideas, that those ideas are so dangerous that if you even look at them, you will be transformed into some radical Trumper.
Some radical Trumper. It's true. That's what they think. That's the scary part. That's what they think. It's really interesting. Alyssa Milano, she just rears her bun up every once in a while. She's always in that like cartoon bun on her Twitter account. She was responding to CPAC being at, you know, of course, the Hyatt. And the Hyatt had to make this, you know, statement, which I don't even understand really why. They were trying to say that the stage, I didn't even want to read the story. I'm going to be honest with you because it was so disgusting and such a bunch of lies trying to say, I know Matt Schlapp, I know Mercedes Schlapp, I know how much it hurt them, being there when they talked about this. But saying that it was somehow Nazi, that the way the stage was decorated, the Hyatt spokesperson, had to put out this statement saying that, basically that the Hyatt is safe and inclusive. Let me try to read the whole thing for you. Or our commitment is to the principle and informed by the purpose of this company. We care for the people that are here, yada, 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 yada. And Melissa Milano wrote, in other words, at Hyatt is totally fine with hosting Nazis. Hashtag CPAC, hashtag boycott Hyatt, hashtag QPAC 2021. It was like, Alyssa Milano is such a liar and mostly ill-informed. She should have gone to CPAC. She would have seen people from all over, people of every color, people supporting one another together, people that actually believe in this country and that want to make a difference. The problem is like I stated, these are leftists and they, instead of telling the truth, they're totally fine. You know, see, she has a little bullhorn in her Twitter account, that little bullhorn is so that she can spout out lies, communist, socialist lies. That's what Alyssa Milano was doing, along with others who were targeting CPAC, because it is not that way at all. I don't believe that we need to baby anyone, right? Unless they're an actual baby or unless they're disabled in some way or form, unless something happens. I believe in the power of the individual. I believe that children like me and other children, you know, who grew up with poverty or in impoverished areas can make something out of their life with their own tenacity because they live in a nation that is so amazing. A nation says you could be anything you want to be. But that's not what the left wants. The left wants to basically dole out a check. And I'm not saying people can't be helped. So don't come to me and send me some kind of crazy email saying Sarah doesn't care about the poor. No, I do. And I do believe that at times in people's lives, they need help. They need help, right? I know that for a fact. My husband's mother was somebody like that, raised two boys on her own, worked in a factory, and she had to have assistance from the government just to, you know, to keep her children fed. My mother, she worked after my dad died in an elderly facility in a nursing home, you know, cleaning a nursing home, and then later in a factory, just to make sure that me and my brother, who were the youngest, actually could go to school in an area that she felt we would be safe in. But we didn't live in that neighborhood. We went to school in another neighborhood. She paid for those things, right? So I get it. But I never thought that I couldn't be anything, right? I never thought that I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to have to go to the factory like mom, you know? I mean, I was lucky because I had great parents. I was lucky because I got to see the world as a young kid before my father passed away. I was able to travel a lot, but I still had hard times. I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. I had some Cuban black beans and rice. That's what I had. And, you know, my neighborhood was not that easy. It was kind of tough. It was a tough neighborhood. And, you know, I would try to run down the sidewalk, try to make it to my house before I got pulled by the hair by some, you know, gang member girls that lived in my neighborhood. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. It was not easy, but I never believed I'm never going to get out of here. I never said to myself, oh, okay, this is it. This is it for me. Just like I don't believe that. Like when I see the kids in Chicago, when I covered the stories in Los Angeles. So that's the difference between CPAC, right? That's the difference between being conservative values nowadays, right? The meaning of it right now is believing in freedom, believing that you can make something out of yourself, or the feeling that, well, gosh, I can't do anything with my life. I'm going to need someone to give me a check because I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. I'm just going to sit here and do nothing, allow you to take care of me. And then, you know, okay, open the borders. No, you know what? If you really cared about those kids, and I said I would get to this, right? I said I would get to this, so I'm going to get to this. If you really cared, about those children, if you really cared about the people that are coming through that border, then you would not perpetuate this horrible, horrific behavior, which is why I wrote two op-eds in the last month for FoxNews.com on this. Two of them. And that's why I'm heading to the border. Perpetuating that kind of behavior has destroyed this, well, really, I feel, has created a system, a system that feeds on itself, that destroys these young people, this beautiful country. It allows and perpetuates trans criminal organizations to basically smuggle human beings, smuggle drugs into our country, and destroy this nation from within. It's like the Trojan horse, right? And we're allowing it to happen because we're just saying it's okay. You can just do whatever you want. Do whatever you want at the border. You got to ask yourself why the Democrats are doing this. You want to know why? I'll give you one quick answer. One quick answer. Future voters. They don't care about you. They don't care about them. They don't care about anybody. It's so bizarre. They have a totally twisted idea of America. And you know, all it does is create crime. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about crime because everybody thought, you know, during COVID-19 and especially over the last year and a half that, you know, we're all at home. We're all kind of safe from criminal behavior. No way. Because as soon as we were all on lockdown, so were the criminals. And now cybercrime is up by 75%. And I want you guys to hear this because I have a great sponsor here and it's HomeTitleLock.com. It deals with home title theft. And cybercrime is up by 75%. Here's how these guys do it. The title documents to our homes are now online. So they're all online. So we're all exposed, right? The thief finds your home's title and then he just forges your signature on a quick claim deed stating that you sold their home to them. Can you believe that? Then they take out the loans on your home and then they leave you in debt. And this is the one thing that I didn't know. You're not protected. You won't know until a late payment or eviction notice arrives at your house. Can you imagine what that would feel like? Insurance doesn't cover you, and neither do common identity theft programs. That's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock. I'm so excited about it. I actually have two. The instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with my home's title, and then they help shut it down before they can do anything. So go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. I certainly hope you are not. And use the code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, to receive 30 free days of protection. And that's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com. So, like I said, I'm heading to the border this week. I'm looking so forward to this because I absolutely love the Rio Grande Valley. But the only thing I don't like about it, I'm going to tell you one thing, is that I eat too much when I go to the Rio Grande Valley. And I have been on this crazy, I don't know, you know, the older we get, the harder it is to lose that weight. So I'm like running all the time. I'm like, what is going on here? But now I'm going to the Rio Grande Valley and I got to tell you, the best chili rellenos in the world are in the Rio Grande Valley, and the fajitas are to die for. Everything is just, it's just amazing. I think by far, I've traveled the whole world. By far, it is my favorite food in the world. I will be Instagramming all of that to you. All of that. You guys got to follow me on Instagram because I will be Instagramming all of that to you and also putting it on Twitter, and you guys will be starving and people are going to be cooking fajitas all across America because I'm going to the border. But seriously, that's the one thing I will enjoy when I get there. But it'll be work. It'll be work because I'm going down to the border and I will be focused on, you know, mainly talking about, like, from California all the way through Texas, we have a situation where we're seeing an escalation in people trying to cross into the country. We're also seeing an escalation of cartel wars on the other side of the border. When you see these kind of wars and this escalation in violence, this very dangerous element rising, it's because the cartels realize that everything's flowing back, right? That they're going to be able to make money by fighting over those transit routes and taking control of those routes into the United States to bring both their human cargo as well as their contraband into the United States. So I hope that we get some really good footage. I hope that we can bring some really good information to you on, I will be on Sean Hannity's show and I'll be talking about this the next few days. So that's something I'm really, really concerned about, is what is happening on the U.S. border and bringing that to you. Now, I want to play this clip for you because this is President Trump and he's talking about it. And I swear he must have read my op-ed because we are exactly on the same page. Listen to what he says about Biden turning the border into a disaster.
Took the new administration only a few weeks to turn this unprecedented accomplishment into a self-inflicted humanitarian and national security disaster.
Yeah, he's right. This is a humanitarian and national security disaster. And if we don't do anything to stop this, it is going to be so much worse. It will be the reason why we won't have anything to worry about in 2024. A Republican will come back into office. And 2022, we are going to win back the House. And I hopefully we win back the Senate. Because this is insanity. The policies that are being pushed by the Biden administration are incredibly damaging to the United States on all levels. But his immigration policies are unheard of. I mean, I just never thought it would come this far. I want to play you. This is the guy that he appointed. This is Alejandro Mayorkas, head of Homeland Security. I want you to hear how he sounds just like Chuck Schumer, by the way. But I want you to hear what he has to say about Biden administration's border policy. And I'm going to tell you how wrong he is.
It takes time to build out of the depths of cruelty that the administration before us established. What we are seeing now at the border is the immediate result of the dismantlement of the system and the time that it takes to rebuild it virtually from scratch. We have, though, already begun to design and, in fact, have begun to implement a new innovative way to address the needs of the population that was forced to remain in Mexico during the prior administration.
What a joke. You guys really believe that? So what is he going to say? Where was Trump then in 2014 when, okay, let's say from October 2013 to August 2014, over 66,000 undocumented minors were like being rushed to the border by the coyotes and the drug cartels. You know why? Because of the same stupid policies that are in place by the Biden administration. That's exactly what's going on here. So the danger here is this policy that is perpetuating this behavior. So when these young kids, and I talk about a humanitarian crisis because I saw it with my own eyes, when young people are being moved to the border, who do you think's moving them? Do you think that they're just like grabbing a lunchbox and putting a backpack on and taking a bus from El Salvador and Honduras with like caretakers that love them and are taking care of them and ensuring that they're getting all their needs met, medical and otherwise? No, these kids, some of them actually die. I remember being in the Rio Grande Valley in 2014. There was a young child that they found dead. And I believe it was right when I was in McAllen. He was found in a field of dehydration. The coyotes didn't care about him. They just let him try to make his way across the border, and he died there. So we have a ton of children heading towards the United States now. I believe that in February, I read, and I also spoke with Border Patrol officials, there will be about 9,000, once they finish the tally for this past February, right? 9,000 people that they apprehended at the border. And a lot of them are undocumented children. We're also looking at a 50%. That's a 50% increase from January. And the reason why Alejandro Mayorkas, those people were on the other side of the border in tents, is because President Trump specifically had said his entire time that he was in office, I am not opening the border. I am stopping this. I am not going to perpetuate this behavior. I am not going to line the pockets of the drug cartels and the human traffickers. That is the reason why, Señor Mayorkas, they are there. That is why they are there. That's why they were sitting there, because the drug cartels brought them and the flow started to slow down because they weren't bringing more, because they were like, dude, you know what? They're building a fence and they've got all, and we don't have enough. We don't even know how to get you guys through. We don't even know what to do. Because the most important thing for the drug cartels is making sure that they get their contraband in, right? Which is why we saw an increase of, I guess, what you call seizures of drugs along the actual CBP ports, the port of entries, right? Because the drug cartels were trying to figure out, how are we going to get our stuff in? We got to figure new ways out. We got to fly them in with drones. We got to, I don't know, throw them over the fence. I have no idea. We got to put them on backpacks and let, you know, some guys carry them in certain areas that are really dangerous and bring them over the mountains. But now they're like, oh, wow, this is awesome. You guys are all going to get. And you think the cartels are doing that with the human traffickers because they really love these people? No, the cartels are doing this because what they're going to do is, folks, they're going to just say, okay, send 700 in this way. And then we're going to move like, you know, contraband that way. So that's how they do it. They send people one way and then they move people another way, right? That's what they do. Contraband goes in one area while the Border Patrol is busy changing diapers, putting people in the back of trucks, trying to process all these people, figuring out like, oh my gosh, how are we going to get them COVID tests? Where do we put all these kids? All the tents that they're trying to put up, all of that mess is taking away from national security. So what President Trump is saying is 100% true. 100%. Oh, by the way, just for some fun out there, and I hope I get her name right, but you know, Chapo Guzman, El Chapo Guzman, he is little shorty. That's what he means. He is one of the biggest drug lords that Mexico has ever seen, though. One of the biggest drug, he's the shortest, but he's one of the biggest. Do you guys get that? It's kind of like an oxymoron. He's like the shortest, but the biggest. He had so much money. I mean, they said that, you know, they found millions and millions of dollars like in the wall of one of his homes in Sinaloa. Like he just kind of put it in the wall there. Well, right now, his wife, Emma Coronel Aspuro, I don't even know if I'm saying her last name right, but listen to this. She was like literally across the street from me. She was being arraigned in here in Washington, D.C. They had her in Alexandria. They caught her at the airport, I guess, at Dulles Airport. She was like, you know, gallivanting and around in her high heels and her big sunglasses. I mean, this lady knows how to dress up, right? All this drug money, I guess, has kept her well-kept. She's been a well-kept woman. Well, guess what? She was actually running the cartels. So as soon as Chapo was taken to prison, it looks like, you know, I think she's only 31 years old. That's crazy. Chapo's like 65, 66. She's like, you know, 31. But obviously she understands how to run an organization because she was basically running the drug cartel. And, you know, now that she's in jail, I want to try to get an interview with her, right? I want to try to get an interview with her. Look at the Alexandria Sheriff's Office has a picture of her. She actually looks really good in her picture. Apparently, she was a former beauty queen. I don't know if it's a thing like beauty queens want to marry bad boys, but she picked like the baddest boy, right? He was like the baddest. I mean, and then she's like now selling meth to young children, but she has two young children of her own. Apparently, she just doesn't care about your young children. She doesn't care what happens to them, but she has two little twin daughters. How sad is that, right? You know, I mean, these poor kids, they didn't have any choice. They were born to like, you know, the two most evil drug lords on planet Earth. But they're super cute. They were super cute. They went to see their dad when he was being like, when he was at court because we're holding him now. And I think we've charged him with all kinds of weird things. And now he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail along with his mom. So I wonder what happened to the twins. Hopefully the twins do not take over the drug trade. Hopefully they don't. Because they're nine now, I guess. They're 9 years old now. So they would be like nine-year-old twin drug lords. No, I'm just joking. I just hope they find a good family that they can go to that and their lives will be better because, you know, children should never have to pay the price for having such horrible, horrific parents that make such horribly bad decisions and actually kill so many people. Nobody should ever have parents like that.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They're amazing. I use them. I love them. You will receive two for one low price plus free shipping. Call 1-800-685-7221. Use the promo code Carter. Before I go, we have one more story I cannot forget because I was – again, stunned that we live in these times where people are so unbelievable and so crazy. Frontier Airlines kicked off an Orthodox Jewish family from a flight. In fact, there were some very strong, I believe, anti-Semitic statements made. People were actually filming this on the flight. It was flight 2878, and it was preparing to departure from Miami to LaGuardia. And they had an 18-month-old, a child that was under the age of two. They say it didn't stem from the child that was under the age of two. Frontier Airlines is lying. But they basically kicked them off the flight because they, you, well, here, listen for yourself. Listen for yourself. Listen to this.
This is the lady. This is the supervisor. This is the lady.
No, because they said we were all sitting to see the Jews in the back, last two rows. The little kids wanted to eat, and they took off their masks for a few minutes, and they started making mistakes. Before they even took it off, they were busy telling us for them to share in the back.
This is an anti-Hasidic Jew. That's what this is all about. This is an anti-Semitic act.
How horrible is that? How horrible is that? That people are using COVID? This is some kind of strange behavior built out of fear. And you can see it was anti-Semitic as well. But we've seen this happen before to other people. You know, I just want to tell you guys, it is not that bad. Look at the science. If you believe in the science, you will not freak out if a child under 2 years old is eating with their mask down. I was on a flight. I'm not going to say what flight or anything. There was a lady sitting next to me. She had a lap child. The child was two, she said. I thought the child was a little bit older. That poor kid was, you know, frustrated and crying, trying to, you know, wanted to move his mask down. I told the lady next to me, you know what? I have no problem with it. At all. You cannot do this. For those of you that are that terrified, then, I mean, you can't go out. You shouldn't go home. But the children were under 2 years old. You cannot force a baby or a young child to put a mask on their face. This is just insanity. And this poor family, can you imagine what it felt like to be on that flight? And to hear the, you know, people on the flight talking to you that way, right? I can't even imagine. You know, here's a clip. Eyewitnesses described what happened on the flight and that there were people actually high-fiving each other. Listen to this.
It says I was wearing a mask. She's throwing me off the plane because I was taking videos. And I saw them high-fiving each other. And high-fiving and saying a job well done to those Jews.
Say it again, what did they say?
They high-fived each other and they said a job well done to those Jews.
Okay, they were telling them they don't have masks, a family of three, and I told them that I was the first one in the back and I saw them all coming on board with masks. And they started to scream at me, I should sit down. And at the end, they all high-fived each other and they said we did it.
Of course, I was asking Stuart this and I said, what's going on? Can we know something about the situation? She started to say, no, go sit down in your place and we have to take it out the issue. And I saw that Mr. David, he said, right. They made a high five, and I saw that also, that them was making high five, but that they achieved whatever they did to throwing them from the airplane.
And this is Frontier Airline.
This is a Frontier Airline.
You guys, there is something seriously wrong in our country when the excuse for anti-Semitism is COVID. We are really seeing a great divide here and a rise in anti-Semitism we have not seen before. From the attacks that we've seen in the past on the Orthodox Jewish community to the ridiculous, ridiculous statements that were made publicly by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Remember that? Pinpointing the Orthodox community all the time in New York. Oh, they're gathering together, you know, to worship, for a wedding, for this, for that. It's those Jews. This is crazy. anti-Semitism is anti-American, and it never ends with the Jews. It never ends with the Jewish people. Believe me, we've seen it in our past. What happened to this family is unheard of, and there should be a full investigation. And Frontier Airlines, instead of this ridiculous statement that they made, which was a lie, because we just heard all the witnesses, should issue a full apology, probably give them free flights for the rest of their life, although I wouldn't want to go on Frontier Airlines ever again. The family needs to do something about that. This situation is out of control, and people getting kicked off too for having children under two who don't want to wear a mask. My gosh, are we even adults anymore? We're just going to live in a state of fear. Just like live in a state of fear. And speaking of Governor Andrew Cuomo, well, who knows how much longer he'll be governor, right? He is like such a joke. Such a joke. He's being accused of all kinds of sexual harassment. And he's just trying. I mean, he is wishy-washy his statements. He's got two accusers now who are like, man, this guy was inappropriate. He was behaving inappropriately. And this is his statement. He says, oh, now I understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal, and that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended. Guess what, Cuomo? Guess what? That wasn't what you said before. Anytime, even with Kavanaugh, even with President Trump. No, guess what? I believe these women. I really do, because look at what an ass. I shouldn't use that word. Look at how you have behaved. Look at how you have behaved and how you have handled the situation in New York with the nursing homes and how they're investigating you and how you just can't even say you're sorry. You can't even admit when you're wrong. So yeah, I absolutely believe that you did it. I want you guys to hear this. This is Governor Cuomo hounding a reporter. Eat the whole sausage. Listen to this.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if I should eat the whole sausage in front of you, but I'm definitely going to eat it.
Eat the whole sausage? I wonder what he's talking about there. You know, Governor Cuomo, and by the way, his brother Chris Cuomo. I mean, shouldn't we look into that? I mean, CNN, I mean, isn't he like always covering up for the governor on CNN? I mean, it's so crazy when he does interviews for him. I'm like, why does CNN allow that? Why does CNN like not have a different reporter on this? It's really weird how they behave. They're kind of like a tag team, right? So anyways, look, Governor Cuomo said, I'm going to give him, you know, this because I have to for both sides. I'm just really enraged as well about the nursing home incident and how he lied about that and how it was the numbers were way off, 50% off of the deaths, and how he's just denial about everything. Governor Cuomo did say during a press conference, I have the greatest respect for my employees, especially the girls. We've got a lot of young girls on staff who do a really good job. So, I don't know if that comment that he gave to reporters is actually very helpful to him, but that's what he said, you know? So anyways, once again, thank you so much for being a part of the Sarah Carter Show. I hope we made you laugh a little bit. We made you think a little bit. We took you to places you've never been before. Granted, this was not one of my UFO episodes, which I really do take you to places you and I have never been before. But we will be back with more of that in the future. I want to say again, if you go to Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Sarah Carter DC. Go to Parler, follow me on Parler at Sarah Carter Official. Go to Rumble. You can get all of our videos there as well as YouTube. And remember, come to sarahacarter.com. That is where you can sign up and get your emails from me, and you'll never be shadow banned. You'll always know what we're writing about. You'll be the first to know about everything. I promise you that. And again, thank you so much. Here at the Sarah Carter Show, this is where we are taking the story back. Today, I'm joined by Rebecca Weber, the CEO of the Association for Mature American Citizens. It's also known as AMAC. Explain the differences. What makes AMAC superior to AARP, beyond the fact that we don't agree with their leftist ideology?
What makes us so unique is that we truly do take our marching orders from our membership. Before we go out and about and advocate for any issue, we do consult with our AMAC members, and we do that through a variety of ways. But that really makes us very different, where AARP stood in support of Obamacare, even though their membership was largely against. AMAC will stand in support of our membership. In addition, Sarah, we offer benefits. We offer benefits just like the AARP. Ours are better because we offer choices. For example, you can call AMAC for your Medicare, and we're not going to do a one-size-fits-all, one plan. The AARP endorses United Healthcare, whereas AMAC has its own trusted in-house licensed insurance advisors that are working for AMAC, stand for our mission of faith, family, and freedom, and then go about offering real choices. We do a lot of things like that that I think make us very different and make us, quite frankly, better.
Rebecca, thanks so much for being with me today. I'm honored to have you and AMAC as a sponsor for The Sarah Carter Show. You know, for more information, folks, visit amac.us/Carter.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/R-A-D-I-O, radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.